We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You're out.
Yeah, he said it's one of the worst songs ever.
It's not that good.
Well.
All right. Pete Doherty joins us, PackersNews.com, Green Bay Press Gazette, on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. We're stuck with it now, Pete. I know the song's not great, but
hey, Pete,
it's got your name in
it. Yeah,
so.
I love Bruce, but there's two songs that are kind of unlistenable by him for me. One's that, and the other one's the one about the girl in the supermarket, queen of the supermarket, or whatever it is.
Oh, yeah. I've heard that one a couple of times. I'm just not a big Thunder. I'm not a big Thunder Road guy. Bart, you?
Yeah,
I like that one.
Oh, Pete, it just kills me. It is hilarious.
All right. The Hall of Fame. You were at the Hall of Fame voting. I take it again on Saturday.
Yes.
And you know, you guys got in that room. You guys get there really early in the morning, and you guys preside over that stuff for like 7-8 hours. I feel like, and. Somehow, Leroy Butler, again, is he getting closer? I saw in your piece he's getting closer to getting in the Hall of Fame. Is that true?
Yeah, no, I think so. But so it doesn't – the way it works is in the summer we get a list of – it's usually a little over 100 guys who are Hall of Fame eligible who have been nominated in one way or another. We vote for 25. The 25 guys who get the most – go on to they're called semifinalists, and Leroy made the semifinals this year, second year in a row. And in December, we pick 15, and the 15, there's 48 voters, you know, each send in a ballot, and the 15 who get the most votes are finalists. So Leroy has not made that step yet. So when we get to the Super Bowl, the day before the Super Bowl, all we talk about is the 15 finalists. So he's not discussed because he's not even on the ballot. But I think there's a, you know, it's still uphill, but I think there's the chances are growing because you get the feeling that Steve Atwater has a pretty decent chance of getting in. He was, the discussion, the vibe on him was pretty good this year. He didn't make the final five. Again, we keep knocking it down till five, then you vote up or down on the final five. But if Atwater gets in, then Leroy's argument starts getting, you know, really strong, because the biggest thing Atwater has going for him is he was first team all decade of the 90s. And he's the only guy from either offense or defense who's first team all decade who's not in the Hall of Fame. Boselli was second team, and he's not in. Well, Leroy is the other first team safety. So that would really enhance his chances if Atwater gets in. I'm not saying it's a slam dunk or anything like that, because there's a lot of guys, I could run through a list of 10 or 15 guys easily who, you know, have legitimate arguments. But Atwater gets in, you know, maybe next year, then things start getting a lot more serious for Leroy.
The longest time, Pete Doherty, it seemed like, for whatever reason, safeties just were kind of being forgotten. You got Ed Reed that got in. Was that pretty easy for whoever pitched Ed Reed? Was that a pretty quick one? And then that would sort of signal that, okay, safeties, that's an important position. We probably shouldn't forget about these guys.
Yeah, that's even come up in the last, it didn't come up in this year's meetings, but last year there was a discussion about, you know, this seems to be, we seem to be really neglecting the safeties. And I think there's been four in the last 3 years now, because Johnny Robinson, another safety, went in. He was from the seniors committee this year. The Ed Reed presentation discussion was 2 minutes, which is really short. They're usually at least, you know, 8 or 10 minutes minimum, and like Terrell Owens, I think, might have been an hour, you know, the most controversial one. So That was really short. The presentation was quick. There was no discussion. It was just, yeah, obviously this guy's getting in, and kind of left it at that.
When T.O. didn't show up at the Hall of Fame ceremony, did that, like, bother everybody in your room?
Nobody talked about it this year. Last year at the vote, that the ceremony wasn't for 6 months or several months, so nobody knew at that time. I did see tweets from a couple voters who expressed dissatisfaction that he didn't show up. I mean, I don't care one way or another, and I don't think a guy should have to show up to be eligible for induction. I don't. There shouldn't be any rule against that. He has no idea what he missed out on. They treat these guys like kings. I mean, the most important people walking the planet. He just missed out on. They're there like a week, I think, or close to a week, and it's just they're treated better than anybody on the planet. But really, for a year, from what I've noticed, with Ron Wolf and Kramer, these guys are on top of the world for a year, and wherever they go, but especially in Canton, Owens has no idea what a great thing he missed out on. So I just, I think that was his mistake. And even I remember thinking that before, and then I saw Tony Dungy say that when they asked him about that, and that's almost exactly what he said. So it's just too bad for Owens that he didn't go, because he has no idea what he missed out on.
Just seems a little disrespectful. You vote the guy in, and he wonders why he couldn't get a job again late in his career. Well, I mean, it's stuff like that I just look at with T.O. But Charles Woodson, first ballot Hall of Famer coming up in 2021?
Oh, he's got to be, yeah. I mean, with the interceptions and a defensive player of the year, and he was a difference maker for a long stretch. After he retired, just you could tell from all the stories you'd read. He's got to be that'll be a short discussion, too, I'm sure.
Pete Doherty, PackersNews.com, Green Bay Press Gazette, joining us, Great Mid West Bank Hotline. Pete, we're so, starved for, Packer news and to try to figure out how this LaFleur-Rodgers thing is going to go and all this stuff that, we're trying to get your Michael Finley and Greg Jennings and talking to all these, just anybody that can tell us anything. When it comes to the Packers coming up in this offseason, they have. There's going to be a lot of questions regarding the Nick Perrys and the Clay Matthews, Randall Cobb, Bulaga. Which direction do you see them going on a few of these guys? Who do you think, and Jimmy Graham, guys that have their future up in the air, who do you see returning? Who do you see not returning?
Okay, so this is just speculation.
Just the Pete Doherty think tank is what I'm looking at.
Right. There's I don't have any inside information on any of this stuff.
No.
I thought they'd cut Graham, and from Ian Rappaport's report, they're not going to, so I'm wrong there. Bulaga, if I just absolutely, it's a tougher call. If I absolutely had to guess, I'd probably guess they move on there, but, that could go either way. But I would guess that they move on. I don't think Cobb's back. I feel relatively confident in that, but, you never know. Matthews is a tough call, because Cobb is a re-sign, so his contract's up. Same with Matthews. If he's willing to play inside linebacker, I'm thinking that they could, if I'm them, I'd try to re-sign him for, $5 or $6 million a year. My guess is he's going to try to go somewhere where they'll use him as a occasional, a part-time outside rusher. And if possible, he probably wants to get back towards the West Coast. My guess is he's not back. Perry, that strikes me as a no-brainer. You just got to move on there. I mean, he just misses too many games. He's never played 16, and he's missed a lot of games. And then when he's hurt, he's just not close to the same guy even when he plays through it. I mean, he's a tough guy, but he just hurt too much. So that strikes me as a no-brainer to move on from him. And that's the guys am I missing somebody there?
No, you pretty much covered it. I was going to ask you, Clay, you said about moving inside. Has there been talk, you think, in the organization that Clay, we want him
not
to move inside?
Heard. Not that I've heard, but, I thought he's had a greater impact a little later in his career. When he moved there at 14, that kind of turned that defense around a little bit. So I think he has a better, greater impact when he plays in there. You can always move him around if you want, but I have not heard that the team has talked or thinking about that, though. I have not heard that, no.
What are your initial impressions on Matt LaFleur? I mean, is he the right hire, do you think? And then how do you think this is going to work with Aaron?
You know, just observing him at the press conference, and then we had a writer's kind of roundtable with him right after that. That's the only time I've talked to him. I've heard a couple radio interviews. He's a low-key guy, you know, just as far as his personality. You know, and when you're speaking to him, I could see him from the story Ryan Wood did where he went and visited Mount Pleasant and talked with friends and family. You know, you can see that there's probably a real intense streak in him when he gets on the field and competes. I wonder if he's going to be a little on the boring side publicly, just, you know, really play things close to the vest. That would be my guess. I'm sure he's really ambitious, or he wouldn't have gotten this job so at such a, you know, young age, 39. Can he coach? I really don't know. Will he be a good coach? I just don't know. He's taken over. These jobs are so big, and I don't think anybody really knows what they're walking into if they've never done it before. But especially a guy, you know, in his later 30s or early 40s, these younger guys, it is a huge job, and he'll have to grow really fast. And, yeah, the rest of it, you know, can he connect with Rodgers? He's young, and, you know, there's an energy there from talking to people in the building with all the young coaching staff and with the young head coach. There's an energy there. There'll also be some inexperience. And so I have no idea your guess is as good as mine on how he's going to do.
All right. If Mark Murphy did not select Matt LaFleur, LaFleur did not bowl him over, and it sounds like to Murphy that there was no candidates who really did that to him, what would he have done? What direction would Murphy have gone? Who would he have hired if LaFleur didn't stumble on?
Yeah. So from what I've heard, they would have, and I think Murphy even said this at the press, did he say this at the press conference, that they would have brought back guys for a second interview, two or three guys. And my guess is it would have been McDaniels, Gase, and maybe Munkin, or maybe the Campbell, the tight ends coach from New Orleans, maybe three of those four guys, mm-hmm. with McDaniels and Gase probably being really likely to get a second interview, and then probably just picked whoever he liked best out of the second interviews.
Well, we'll see if Matt LaFleur is the right guy. We will talk to you again, Pete, when this offseason starts to develop. We appreciate the insight. Have a good rest of the week, man.
Thanks, Pete.
Yeah, okay. Thanks for having me, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.